let's move to a little different area here. You, when you came here, then you said that you were married out
in Winkler.
In Winkler, where at the Sommerfelder Church.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you came back here, and did you go to church here then?
Not very often.
If you did, where'd you go?
To the Old Kinnear.
But already started?
No. To start with, not. Before we went, even before we got married, we went quite a few times, or we went for quite a few months to the General Conference for Rome.
Who was the minister there?
At that time it was Mr. Brown.
Jacob Brown?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No, he died in Kitchener. He already died.
I see.
He was older.
Okay.
At that time already.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the 70s. And right now there's Jake Patka, you know, that's how long I know Jake Patka from Rome.
He's the minister there now.
Yeah.
Was he helping Brown?
A little bit at the time, but very little.
Was Brown with another man then, or?
Yeah, there's still, I think there's Mr. Reimer.
John, maybe?
I think so.
He's still around there. He's still a minister there, too?
I believe so, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then the odd time we went to the Breeder Amen.
Who was minister there?
Oh, at that time it was Mr. Reimer, too, I think.
Peter?
I can't say the first name.
Okay.
Because we didn't go there very often.
He's an old man, too.
I don't know if he's still living.
He was old.
He was old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was when the early years when you came here. You
that was
going
before
there.
I even was married. Like I've been in Mexico already before we came to Canada. I've been in the General Conference there in church.
Came up.
Yeah. About 3-4 times. And I've been lots of it. The Zama fellow was a little different from OK,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, outside different.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
And quite a few times at the Halamana too. And quite a few times at the Claymina too.
Mm.
Like our dad didn't care where we were going.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you knew about other churches, and so you then when you came here you went to the General Conference and
we went there. But we didn't know then, so we couldn't feel at home really, you know, because and one thing is we had the place. And we couldn't get to the plays, you know.
And like what kind of plays?
For instance, like a Christmas play, you know, where they have maybe an angel or things like that. You know,
oh yeah.
In the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you know, any little play. You know,
yeah. A little skit or.
Yeah,
like
you
drama.
Know. And we really thought of not having, you know, teaching.
Oh.
But then before we got married, you know, like I was a little more used to it already. Then when my father-in-law came in here, you know, as soon as we were there, you know, like, the only thing, like, we went to the General Conference, I took him down there before he was married, you know. And that turned him right off, even the choir singing, if there was a leader, you know, a guider, you know, standing in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
He did like the choir, you know, but he didn't like the guy what would, you know,
stand up front.
Stand up front, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that would really turn him off.
Yeah.
And of course he was old at the time already, but still, you know, what I've seen, you know, through
sure.
the years.
Yeah. And then?
And then when we got married, I wanted the Zama fellow to come down here, you know.
Oh.
From Manitoba.
To start a church here?
To start a church here.
You talked to Friesen?
Yeah,
then?
I talked to him. But he wasn't interested. And then after we was here, you know, because it split it in Manitoba, you know, like the Rhinelander got, then the Rhinelander established.
Sorry, after from the Sommerfelder.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could hardly believe it, because I thought it was such a good religion that it belonged to and everything. Then later, there was quite a few people here, they wanted to get some kind of religion down here, you know.
What year was this about?
I would say it was about 60 or 70, you know. No, I mean in this. That must have been.
You were married in 1961. You were married in 1957?
57, and that could be 1960.
Okay.
Or that. But my uncle came from Mexico at that time, you know, Henry Peters, you know.
Cornelius Peters' brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was down there with the climate in Mexico, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, he got, what it was, you know, like he got saved there with the climate in Mexico, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when he was living here, you know, he moved to Puerto Rico, you know. And he was, and he was really a pitcher for the rest of his whole lifestyle changed, you know.
He's a good example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the Bible, you know, and everything, you know, and what things were, you know. You know, he threw this, you know, the outside things away, you know. Mm-hmm. And then...
When did he come, Neil?
About 1960.
1960? Okay.
Yeah.
And the old colony hadn't started here then yet?
No, indeed, it hadn't started yet.
Okay, and you asked, the same year you asked the Sommerfelder to come here and start something, and they wouldn't do it.
I asked the Sommerfelder even in 56 when I was there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they wouldn't come.
They wouldn't come.
No.
And were you the only ones who had come from here, out there, or were others, did others go over there to get baptized too?
Oh, there's quite a few of that went down there.
To get baptized.
To get baptized.
At the Sommerfelder Church.
Yeah, but then different people went down there and they wanted to get the preachers down here and they couldn't get no one.
Like who else?
You know, like even this Pete Giesbrecht, you know, with the Oconia, the Oconia.
Oh, yeah. He had gone to the Sommerfelder and asked.
Well, not the Sommerfelder, maybe the Oconia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Schnall's aunts, what, in Elmerwood?
Yeah.
And
he had gone down too?
Yeah, well, he used to live a little bit in Manitoba.
Oh, so he had asked the old colony there to come here too?
To come here, yeah.
They wouldn't come?
They wouldn't come. But then, all at once, this Mr. Newdorf, do you know him?
Jake Newdorf?
Jake Newdorf, yeah. He came by here and he bought a new car here in Oakland. I think that must have been in 61. Mm-hmm. And he just stopped here, you know, just for a simple reason. He stopped here, you know. And so as soon as he was here, he was with an Oconia there, you know.
Where, in Aylmer here? Or?
You're wrong, yeah, and he still was with the Oconia at that time.
Yeah.
And the room was filled up with people, you know. And he said, why don't we have a gathering, you know? Why don't we have a service here? So he had a service there, you know. And he could stand up and he could have three services among the Oconia, you know. And the room would be full and everybody was so weak and open, you know. And he could take, and he took his Bible out, you know. Not the way they all Oconia do, you know. He took his Bible right out of it.
He preached a sermon then.
He preached a sermon for 2 hours, you know. And when he makes Schluss, you know, so everybody could go, you know, he wouldn't stand up and go out. He had to start over again, you know.
That was in 61?
Something like 61.
So he was the first one who came from Manitoba, from the ministers then?
Yeah, the Oconia then.
Yeah.
And then later on, like,
Henry Peters was here then already too?
Yeah, he was here.
Was he? Did he attend those services too?
Yes.
And you were there?
Oh, yeah. All the Peters, you know.
All there. The Peters were there?
Yeah, well, most of them, yeah.
Yeah. And the Loans and the Charles Ents?
Charles Ents. Loans, not so much.
Like Abe Loans?
No, he was not even married at the time.
Oh, yeah. But Abram, the old man?
No, he was. Oh, yes. Abram, the old man, came too.
Oh, yeah.
And then that went on for a few years. You know, the Oconia started making preachers, and he made my uncle was one of the preachers.
You know how that happened? How did that?
Well, they had an election. They elected somebody. You know, you don't ask nobody if you want to be a preacher.
No, yeah, yeah. What year was that?
I think that was 1961 or something like that.
So right away then, yeah. they elected ministers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They elected two of them.
Was there a man... His name was Harder, who came in from Manitoba to minister?
No.
From what colony?
No, not Harder. There was Fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fries and Japana.
Well,
Japana, we don't know the eldest.
Molota.
The Molota.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're from the Demiokdam Prager. But there was one door open always for the general conference. There was a guy named Henlead from Donville. He belongs to the general conference, you know. And he always came down here to the Oconia in Odzinasha. You know. Or be the Oconia of Putamofa. Or Kimasi Aya the Oconia of.
So, in Nathan Sastik?
something like that. I think 1958. 50, 59. 58, if I'm
almost enough sure, yeah. Just Sunday school then, no church?
No church.
Like there was no church then?
No church, just Sunday school.
Where did they have that?
They had it there was Mr. Harder there from the old Kenya, but he was from Mexico too, and they opened on the veil.
What is his first name?
I forgot his first name.
Peter?
I think it was Peter.
Frank?
I think it was Peter Harder.
He'd come from Manitoba and then to Mexico and then?
He came from Mexico down here.
Okay.
And at his place, but then he had a servant there at the General Conference, you know.
There was in his house?
In his house, before he was even preaching.
Where did he live, this Frank Harder?
Mount Salem.
Oh.
I think Peter Harder was in there.
Peter Harder, I mean, yeah.
In the General Conference had a service there, and Henry was there, from Dundon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the preachers from the General Conference, they couldn't get nothing started. But Henry Weeb could.
How come?
Because the preachers would start with something different, you know, like we would bring in different influence, you know.
They would talk in ways that people didn't feel comfortable with, they weren't used to it.
Yeah, they would talk them too directly, and they would maybe not, too much like conference way if you're already halfway to know things, you know.
Oh yeah,
education.
This was before Jake Newdorf even came.
Yeah, even before Jake Newdorf. Yeah. But then this Weeb, you know, like he had a lot of influence. He always stayed here the whole Sunday, you know, and he went to visit people, you know.
Mm.
And he was a real Christian. And he still is. But he always could stay. He went to the Alcanea church there for years. You know. Even the Alcanea still like him. But the door is closed finally for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like the main door, I would say, but still the individual's like
him. Yeah, but he can't work in the church anymore.
No. And then when my brother Isaac, like when we were out where, in Manitoba the first time, you know.
Mm-hmm. 57.
And
58.
At the end of the year, he was he was together with the girlfriend here, you know. And then he had his girlfriend pregnant. His wife, what's his wife now, you know. And in November, while we was in Manitoba, he came to Manitoba. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but he'd neither been here before that. Right. He must have came in 59. Jake Nieder.
Okay. So not 61, but 59.
58. Yeah, 58. Yeah, that comes in, he comes in 58. And my brother Isaac was here, you know, and he was fairly wise, you know. And this, and while we was in Manitoba, you know, he came there in the winter time. Isaac came and he brought his girlfriend along with him. He was pregnant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the idea, he wanted to get baptized and get married,
mm-hmm.
you know. But anyway, he came to Rosenart, Manitoba, and he was there with my father-in-law, because he didn't have no place to stay. There was no money at that time. Of course, he financed a big new car here. But anyway, the real thing was, that he was in a church, you know, there, in Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was in 1959, 1 year later, for sure, 1959 for sure.
And he came to Manitoba?
That he came to Manitoba.
And you were there then too?
We were there at the time. Unexpected he came, you know. And
you were just visiting then?
Yeah.
Yes, those 4 months that you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he told me what his problem was. And I could only guide him to the preachers, you know, to the Zamafel and Okunia.
The others didn't know that she was pregnant then yet?
Well, she told me.
Yeah, he told you, but all the other people didn't know.
No, he didn't know. But anyways, that happened. Then the next day was there was a service that was on a Saturday. He came in on Sunday, you know. And he came to the church there, you know, mm-hmm. to the service, to the Alcony, you know. And it happened that Jake Newdark was bringing the service. And at the end of the service, he said, if anybody got something on his heart, to stay back in the church, you know, to stay behind.
You know. Which church was this?
The Alcony.
Where?
Rosenart.
Okay.
And
that's near Morris?
No.
Or one down south?
One down south.
Okay.
But anyway, he stayed there. He stood up and stayed among all the people in the same church. And anyway, then when the all was out, you know, he asked him what his problem was, and he told Mr. Nuder. And Mr. Nuder invited him to his house. So he went to his house, and then they had a lot of talk, and that's where he got acquainted with him, you know. And then finally he got married, you know, and then he got married and then baptized after that, but you know, a lot of red tape between there, you know. But anyway, he stayed there for the whole summer that year. Until July, anyway. He came in November, he stayed there through the year.
He came November 59, he stayed through July 60.
Yeah, through July 60. But anyway, then he came down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he had at that time, he had the really feeling of to be repentant, you know,
mm-hmm.
from Mr. Nuder, you know. And then he, if the preachers, if he, the Orkney or somebody didn't do things, you know, what he thought was wrong, he went and told him it right to his face, you know. So finally, he ended up to go with the AMC because of a guy named Thrice was a preacher, had been a preacher from one of the churches at the MMC.
In Manitoba?
In Manitoba.
Which phrase, do you know?
I don't know. But he was a preacher someplace.
You don't know where?
I think in Winkler. Yeah, in Winkler.
And John Fraze?
The name it was, I can't tell the first name.
Okay.
Because he was speaking up so easy, you know.
Isaac was in Manitoba, you mean?
Yeah, well, all over, you know.
And where did he meet this phrase, in Manitoba?
Yeah, because Mr. Nuder told him to come to the church, you know.
To go to that church.
To go to a different church. If this church don't very marry you, go to a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. And anyways, and then he came back here to the Alcony afterwards. And because he got baptized there.
Here?
No, in Manitoba.
Oh.
But then everything, you know, there's all...
Who married them? In Old Colony over there?
No, not Old
Phrase.
No, I think that still was a different one.
Oh.
Phrase. I think somebody from the Broadland Church. Something like that. But I think it was only two or three people there when he got married.
Oh, yeah. And that was in Manitoba.
Yeah, maybe. And because things wouldn't go to me, people wouldn't repent, you know, and he wouldn't speak up openly among the Okanye here. Then he would tell them what was wrong, no matter who would come, you know. If that was Mr. Fraser or Mr. Penner, you know, and he wouldn't do things, you know, and then he'd say, things should be, you know, it should be a lot more openly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally he went back to Manitoba, you know.
When?
I think after 2 years. 1 or 2 years.
1962?
Something like that. 1962. And he would... and then he signed tapes down here from Mr. Nuderf, you know. Like Mr. Nuderf still kept coming, you know.
Mr. Nuderf kept coming?
Yeah, kept coming.
Okay.
And then my brother Isaac was dragging down here all the time.
Oh.
And he came together with him a few times.
Between 1960 and 62?
Yeah. Maybe in 64, you know, too still, you know. Yeah, up till 64. And then Mr. John Friesen, Isaac signed tapes down here from Mr. John Friesen.
That's Reverend Dave Friesen's brother.
Yeah. Tapes down here, you know. And then finally he came up to our house, you know. But before Dee came, you know, like we went a few times to Port Rowan, and we had Mr. Baird was there, Port Rowan at the breeder. We had a survey. We went there a few times to see some films from Africa, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
So, you know, so we hear services, you know. And then the Church of God started to come to my place, and I had about 15 services at my place, Alliance, there at the farm at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. That's when they started here?
Yeah, but no. The Church of God had services there before the EMCC had services here.
Before the EMMC had services?
The EMMC, yeah.
Okay.
Like just in our house.
Just in your house?
Yeah.
They didn't have a church here then?
No, nobody had a church here.
Oh, yeah. Not even the old colony?
Yeah, the old colony had a church.
Okay. And that was what year?